from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president defends the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. President Barack Obama is vigorously defending the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program by saying it cuts off all of Iran's pathways to the bomb. Aru Pandey has more for VOA.
Calling the Iran nuclear agreement the most consequential debate the United States has had since the 2002 decision to invade Iraq, President Obama warned U.S. lawmakers against blocking what he called a very good deal.
We have to be honest. Congressional rejection of this deal leaves any U.S. administration that is absolutely committed to preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon with one option: another war in the Middle East.
Mr. Obama laid out a forceful rebuttal to critics who say the agreement, including its inspections regime, is not strong enough and that sanctions relief will embolden Iran. Aru Pandey, VOA News, The White House.
And President Obama urged Americans to call skeptical lawmakers in the U.S. Congress to urge them to approve the pact when they vote on it next month. A U.S. military official said Wednesday that an Iranian frigate approached a coalition auxiliary ship in the Gulf of Aden late last month and pointed its weapons at the vessel and a U.S. Navy helicopter. Navy spokesman Lieutenant Tim Hawkins, in an interview with VOA, said the frigate approached the coalition ship on July the 25th, coming about 180 meters from the vessel. He said the helicopter had launched from the nearby USS Farragut destroyer and was conducting a training operation with the ship when the incident occurred. The U.S. Navy is routinely approached by Iranian warships in the Gulf in a safe manner.